It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on gas. It won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to advice from a fuckboy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley. I am here. We are talking real quick before I get into my guest and get into the topic. Got a few announcements. Announcement number one. If y'all, everybody who ordered Advice from a Fuckboy merchandise, I got to address this. If everybody who ordered Advice from a Fuckboy merchandise, whether that be an Advice from a Fuckboy t-shirt or whether that be a Say No to Fuckboys or Say No to Fuck Girls t-shirt, your shirt is on the way. I do apologize for the holdup. I did have somebody else fulfilling my orders that did not fulfill the orders, and I am going to be the one who is making sure that that happens from this day forward. Thank you guys for your patience. I apologize. Nothing's worse than not getting your fucking shit, and I don't want to. I wouldn't like it if Amazon. I paid Amazon $35 and I ordered something and it's supposed to be here, and it ain't there. So I apologize for my part in that, and I take full responsibility of that, and we'll make sure it happens. Real quick, July live podcast. We got some live podcasts coming in July. So July 17th, we are in Charlotte, North Carolina. July 25th, we are in Raleigh, North Carolina at Good Nights Comedy Club. Tickets are $5. Get your tickets. Only, and then that's the thing. That's a cheap date. I think the one in Raleigh, that's not $5. I think they like $12. But, I mean, whatever. I mean, this shit is worth it. Go to the fucking show, all right? Houston, I'm doing a makeup date for my, you know, for my absence. And same thing in, in Philly, I'm coming August 8th. Now, Philly, let me tell y'all this. If you don't sell out this podcast, Philly, and you don't get your tickets, and it's not 300 of you motherfuckers in there, I promise to God, I'm never doing another show in Philly again. Kiss my ass. I don't give a fuck if I'm from Philly. Yeah, I don't give a shit. I'm never coming there again. So anyway, I'm joking. I'll be there. So, all right. So see, first of all, I'm gonna introduce my guest after I give you guys the first topic. All right, and tell me how you guys think about it. All right. So, I had a situation in July of 14, 15. I had a situation. I met this girl, and I'm going to say her name. Her name's Alex. All right? Alex, I love you, but you remember this story, and this is crazy. So, Alex and I, we had just started dating. We met on an app. It was Tinder. We met on Tinder when Tinder at first, like, jumped off. We met on Tinder. We literally like we met. It was like kind of like it was right after my birthday. We was like, yo, let's hang out. We went to the beach. Like we did like cool dates. All right. Now we ended up doing it on I think the first date, second date. We did it pretty early. We had sex pretty early, right? So then there's a conversation that comes up, and she says, Clint, I'm going to Miami in 2 weeks, or she's going to Miami. So this is I would say like a week later. She's like, I'm going to Miami next Friday or whatever. I said, oh, like, what's up? What's it? Girls trip? What y'all going out there for? And she tells me, do you really want to know why I'm going out there? And I was like, and she's like, do you really want to know why I'm going out there? And I said, I guess now, like, you got to open up that can of worms. She tells me that she went out there. She was going out. She had already planned a trip to go see somebody. And she was still going to make the trip. And I'm sorry. But it was already planned before I met you, and we're not in a relationship, and we're kind of new here. So this is like, we're like two weeks in. This is a tough situation. Mm. What the fuck can I do? Mm. So first of all, I appreciated the fact that she was honest. Mm. Second of all, I understood, like, yo, this was already a trip. We're not in a relationship, and you had every right to do or fuck who you want. The worst part about it is, in my mind, she's in Miami, and all I keep thinking is, some nigga's hitting it better than me. That's all I'm thinking about. Like, that's all I keep saying. That's all I keep hearing. Literally, I'm texting her, but I'm trying not to text her. She's texting me. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm at the beach. I'm on South Beach. I'm here. And I'm just like, you with this guy, though. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she comes back from the trip. You know, she tells me she slept with him. And, you know, that was that. But we ended up getting into a relationship. Mm. And the only reason why we got into a relationship was because I respected her honesty. If I'm a man who's going to say I like honesty and I like giving brutal honesty, I got to be the one to respect it, and I got to be the one to receive it. She could have told me she was going out to Miami for a couple of days and I didn't hear from her. Mm. She didn't owe me that. She kept it a buck. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we are here. New episode, Advice from a Fuckboy. Ladies and gentlemen, I got a very special guest here with me today, man. Very, 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 very funny comedian. Guy that I've known pretty much my whole time I've been out here in LA. We pretty much got the same story in LA. We were both homeless. We're both doing well now. He's doing better. And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Clayton Thomas is here, man.
Everybody.
Clayton Thomas,
and
AKA
that
CT, Team CT.
Matt, first of all, let me comment. Thank you for having me.
For sure.
That story, the way you introduced me, was about to be like, and this is the guy from my...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Miami, guys. This guy took time out of his schedule to smash my girl to come. So here's the thing, brother. Yeah. Number one, your heart is pure for you to continue dating her and getting into a relationship with her. And I'm going to tell you why. For you to off top say that she said, hey, this trip was planned before you, that could be so. However, your vagina was not planned for him We just had sex, and you're going to go continuously, go down there, smash this dude, come back, revitalize.
Right.
And you're going to tell me that now you want to be with me? What happened in Miami? What did he say? Did he say no, and I'm the second runner-up?
Right.
How long did you stay with the girl?
We didn't last that long.
I would assume that.
But we didn't last that long. Not because of that, though. We didn't last that long because it was just like, literally she met me at a point where I wasn't busy yet. I wasn't doing. Then DL schedule picked up. Mm. And then I'm on the road now every single weekend.
Yeah.
Also, at the time she lived out in Ontario. Mm. Like anybody that knows LA.
All the freaks live in Ontario.
Nigga.
All the freaks live in Ontario. Let me tell you something. If you are in the LA area, if you don't know what Ontario is, you have found yourself a treat. These are the freakiest people known to man. I'm going to tell you why, because they ain't got nothing to do in Ontario.
I love Ontario, bro. Yeah. I love doing the Ontario improv.
Yeah.
Ontario's such a great place, bro. Yeah. And you can hide out there.
You can.
Like, you can literally.
That's what the freaks is hiding
You
out.
Can literally hide out there for, like, I remember I was dating this flight attendant. She wasn't a flight attendant when I met her.
Yeah.
But she became a flight attendant. But I remember and this is when I was like poor, like when I was living on the street. And I would lay up there for like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
Like literally nothing, no money in my account. Like, but I'd be there and she was cooking. I was eating. And I was fucking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can't beat that. Nigga. What happened to her? Why you stopped dealing with her?
What happened? She knew too many comedians.
Oh, you wasn't the only one.
Yeah. She knew too many comedians. Told me, like, she's like, I know Gary Owen. And I'm like, oh. Then, like, you know what I don't like? I don't like girls who know comedians. Like, okay, we're a little different now because you got a big following. You know, a lot of other comedians got big. You know, in our class got big followings now, so it's changed. But you know, when we were like 10, you know, 5-6 years ago, you know, if a chick knows Sydney Castillo, I'm like, how the fuck do you know him? You know what I mean? Like, a chick know Tahir, I'm like, how the fuck do you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Your chick know Clayton Thomas, how the fuck you know Clayton?
Well, Clayton was famous before all of them, but I will give you the rest of everybody else. Yeah,
man. So I just feel like so. The reason why we didn't work out was because, you know, it was just schedules, and then she didn't move to Houston.
Oh, yeah.
But she's still, like, we're still friends.
Okay.
We're
do you still see her when you hit the road and everything?
If I go to Houston, I'll go see her.
Okay.
We don't fuck because she got a boyfriend now and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But we are still, like, we'll meet up and we'll get drinks. We'll talk. Like, she's a good person. She's a good friend. Like, I remember when I got my first apartment, you know, she bought, like, bowls and shit for me.
Oh, right? Look at that.
Yeah, she's like, Clint, I can't keep fucking you at your house and you don't have any bowls.
Hey, that's how it goes.
You know what I mean? So she came and got bowls. She came and got, you know.
I can't tell you how many blankets and silverware I've amassed from women seeing my place in the past.
So I guess the question is, CT, how would you, okay, in my situation, what would you have done?
Which one? The Miami or in Ontario, the girl?
Okay, you meet a chick.
Yeah.
And she's like, look, I already had this. We hit it off immediately. But I got this dude.
Yep.
We used to talk. We used to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. And I'm going to go see him. But I planned this trip. And Miami is Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I you know, and granted, LA is different.
Yeah.
You know, but.
But is it?
But is it? Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't be like, and she likes, and knowing her now, she takes trips by herself.
Mm.
So he didn't even have to be in the picture.
You're striking me as though she was the only woman that you were sleeping with at the time. Is that the case?
She wasn't.
Okay.
But she was the only one I really liked at the time.
Okay, so you truly cared about her.
It's hard to say because we had just met.
Yeah, y'all.
But I was feeling her.
Energy, of course.
I was feeling her. Like,
nothing
she,
wrong with that.
She, you know how you meet somebody, they rise to the top of the chart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she literally surpassed everybody else I was fucking at the time.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, you know, but that's why I had to be objective and I couldn't be mad because I'm like, she was honest, bro.
Yes, she was honest.
So my question is, what would you have done?
I will tell you what I would have done. First of all, you asked the right person, brother, because I have had a plethora of female friends in my lifetime, and I am somebody who enjoys the company of beautiful women. Now, the thing about beautiful women, and even if they're not beautiful inside and out, is you have to remember, if you guys are not in a relationship, you both are single.
Yes.
So in that situation, she was honest with you.
Right.
So now you create an environment to where, okay, here, we are both going to be honest with each other.
Yep.
However, I can't make you my girl because of this simple reason. If she would have said, hey, this trip was planned already.
Yeah.
And then she went down to Miami and she was with this guy and was like, you know what? I got to call you Clint because I'm thinking about you all the time while I'm down here.
She did that though.
I can't have sex with this guy because I can't get you out of my mind because you mean something to me.
Right.
That's one thing.
Right.
However, she did the opposite. She was like, hey, Clint, I'm thinking about you. Gotta go about to get this thing.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
That right there lets me know that what I thought meant something to you didn't mean as much to you. And I'm going to give you out. Remember?
Right.
The Inkwell with Lorenz Tate, Jada Pinkett.
Yes, yes.
So Jada Pinkett makes him feel like he's about to get the cookie, okay?
Right.
And fast forward, he comes to her house, he pedals that bike, it's damn near raining.
Yep.
He looks inside her apartment
yep.
and he sees
another
guy in his whitey tighties. no doubt. About to smash that. Jada. And Jada looked at him through the window for a second, and that's when he was like, oh, you just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right? So that sense right there, if she would have stopped herself from smashing him, that's one thing. But for her to still go down there and smash dude and then come back, and she gets to get the cake and eat it too.
And that's and you know what? And I thought about that. The only reason why I kind of just was like, all right, we could be boyfriend and girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Was A, honesty.
Yeah.
But the B thing was, you know, she could have went down there and said, I ain't fucking.
Mm-hmm.
She never told me what she did and didn't do.
Yeah.
And then this was in my, 20s. I asked. I said, yo, did y'all fuck?
Yeah. So she didn't volunteer this. You asked.
Okay. I asked. She said, yeah. I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah. You didn't want to know the answer to that.
I shouldn't have asked. But I asked anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and my thing is, I got to respect. I can trust her.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that said, it's hard to find somebody you can trust out here.
Let me tell you, financially stable Clint, what you should do now. This is where having a couple dollars in your pocket changes. Right. See, here's the thing. A lot of times, we still think like when we were broke.
Right.
And we were like, man, she's going to Miami. What am I going to do? The trip was already planned.
Right.
Let me tell you what the guys with a couple dollars do.
Now,
hey,
right.
I just got done laying in your bed. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to tell you, I had a trip planned to Miami.
Right.
I'm going tomorrow. It's going to be a couple days. Okay. How much did you spend on your trip? It was about 500. Okay, cool. Did you already get your hotel? No. All right, cool. Since I care so much, here's a stack.
Right.
So you don't even have to go anymore because I care and ain't no other dude about to get this box.
Right.
You understand?
Now that's grown
that's
shit.
That's grown shit.
Because I wasn't in a position to
do that.
No,
who was?
I wasn't in a position
to
do that.
Nobody. But here's the thing. I bet you if you say that nowadays, she'll then let you know who she is. Oh, that is really sweet, but I promised my friend.
And at that point,
I can't deal
with you.
Bitch,
you gotta go.
You gotta go.
Yeah. You know what? And I think so, because the only reason that brought this to my attention was because I read a meme on Instagram.
Okay, which your memes are the funniest.
Yeah, I read a meme. It says, so my coworker's boyfriend is going on a trip to Paris for 2.5 weeks with his ex, and she feels like she can't tell him not to go because they planned it out before she was even in the picture, so she's letting him go.
First of all, let me tell you this, Clint. I'm married, and I'm not going on no vacation with my wife for 2 weeks, let alone 2.5 weeks. I'm going on a week vacation with my wife because I got to get back to this money. That's number one. Number two, I'm not going with my ex. That's half a month.
Nigga,
that's 2.5 weeks
is definitely half a month.
Yeah,
I'm glad. So
they gonna rekindle the relationship.
Let's talk about. First of all, let me tell you something. I'm gonna look in the camera when I say this, ladies. If you decide, if I meet you or I just got in the picture with you, and you decide you want to go on a fucking vacation to anywhere with your ex for 2.5 minutes, guess what? You're out. It's done. Don't call me. Don't text me. When you see me in the street, don't say nothing. Who the fuck do you think, like, and only women, like, cause only women do shit like that. Like, cause if you let me do some, I ain't shit. Let me tell you, I'm going on a, first of all, Paris is romantic as fuck,
I've
yo.
Heard.
Ain't nothing more romantic than kissing up under the Eiffel fucking tower.
Mm.
I'm not, nah, man, cause my thing is, here's my thing. Where you staying at?
Ooh.
Y'all don't have separate hotel rooms. It's expensive. You staying at? It's cheaper to have one room.
That's a fact.
And where y'all stay? And y'all not, what you y'all, that's your ex. You ain't gonna not sleep in the same bed.
You're sleeping in their neck because you know how I sleep.
That's
how,
exactly. So I'm not, don't sit there and hit me with the, oh, it was before you. Listen, that's fine. It's before me. I'm cool with that. And then, you know, but I'm gonna tell you this. If you go on a vacation, that's gonna be before me too, because you ain't gonna worry about me no more. And that's some bullshit.
It's a cold game.
Go on a fucking 2.5 week vacation with your fucking ex.
Cold
game. Kind of bullshit is that, yo?
Hey, man, that's what happens with the people who ain't got the ducats, man. Here's the thing, man. I'm realizing that this money is a completely different life than I was living. And I got to tell you something. I'm glad that I went through the life without the money, because now it's like, oh, I can do anything I want.
Listen, bro. So I'm not rich, you know, but I'm not doing bad.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's crazy?
You're blessed.
You know, when we talk about depression, like, money is the first time it ain't an issue.
Mm.
money is not my problem. Yeah. Like, money is not something. But the interesting thing is like, yo, like, you realize when you start getting money, like, yeah, you can do whatever you want.
But you find out your real problems.
Your real problems.
Yeah, man. That emotional shit that you ain't let go of since you were a kid.
Right.
The way you see yourself, the way you think the world sees you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's real. So let me ask you this, CT. First of all, like, let me go back. Normally when I talk about people, I talk about how we met and blah, blah, blah. I can't really talk about how me and CT met because we don't have a how we met. We're comedians. You see me, I see you. Yeah. Oh, you Clint Coley? Yeah. Oh, you Clayton Thomas? What's up, brother? How you been? Yeah. You good to me? Oh, I know exactly how we met.
How we meet?
Killer Brew.
Really?
Not through Killer Brew, though.
Okay.
You remember, so comedians, what we do is we identify through city.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, CT from Detroit. Oh, Clint from Philly. Okay, you know this guy, you know that guy. Oh, you know this guy, you know that guy. Rest in peace, Kool-Aid, by the way.
Man.
You know? And, we, you know, so I remember you was, you know, like, I forget, like, you knew Killer Brew.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my name, it came up in conversation and blah, blah, blah. And he had asked you about, like, what I was doing out there, blah, blah, blah. And then we were at the Comedy Union and you were like, you know, well, Killer Brew was asking how you got this. And I'm like, why this nigga on my dick? Like, why, you know, that's how we originally, that's how I feel like we met. Or that was the first time I remember having a conversation. But that's not the best story I got with Clay. You know what I'm about to talk about. All right.
I can't wait to defend myself. Go ahead.
All right. So, Clayton is you. If you want to talk about someone who's brutally honest, meet my twin brother. All right? I'm Clinton. He's Clayton. All right? So we're at we do a show. Shit's fun. CT's like, Clint, what you doing after this? I'm like, nothing. This is our first time like really hanging out. He's like, yo, let's go get something to eat. Where we going? After always the hangout spot is Denny's.
Facts.
All right. So we ended up meeting. We ended up at the show. We wound up meeting these two girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So CT was like, yo. We'll just take him to Denny's, like, cause it's late, you know, ain't nowhere else to really go.
Nowhere to go.
We just hanging out. All right. What happened? You know, nothing going on. So both women are beautiful. We're having conversation. We're talking, laughing, joking, ha ha. So one of the girls is talking about how she's about to take vacations. She's taking trips. She's going to Australia. She's going to Guam. CT out of nowhere says.
Guam.
CT out of nowhere says, well, damn, bitch, you got cancer?
I did not say bitch.
Okay. Okay. What did you say?
I said, damn, girl, you going all around the world. You got cancer or something?
And the table got quiet.
It got stone cold.
And she said, I need to go to the bathroom. I said, oh.
It was literally like a... the way she answered it was like a TV show.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She answered it like... I have to go to the bathroom. And I'm
you,
like,
and
I'm
you
like,
heard
hey.
The music, like the yeah, cut the commercial.
I'm like, yo, what are you, like, first of all, my question doesn't disappear because you have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, what's up? You got, why are you going on so many trips?
And that's the worst part about it. When she got back, he asked, so do you have cancer?
Yeah, I went, because you gonna answer this question. Like, one thing that I hate is when people are dismissive of questions.
Right.
It's like, tell me either A, shut the fuck up.
Right.
B, hey, I don't want to talk about that. Which already lets me know that the answer is yes. Right. Now, mind you, let me preface this with the disclaimer. This is, I'm 24.
Yeah, we like 25. Yeah,
I'm a kid. I don't have a filter. I'm just saying whatever comes out of my mouth.
Right.
And so her friend says, hey, yeah, she does have cancer, but she finds out if she's in remission soon. And I'm like, yo.
We didn't know.
How the fuck am I supposed to know that, bro? I'm making a joke.
He made a joke, and it just so happened. On. It hit home.
Woo, it hit home.
It hit home, dog. And then everybody didn't want to finish their food.
Yeah, it was awkward. I finished mine. I didn't. But
we sitting awkward. Like, damn, do we pay for these chicks' meals? Like,
man. Here's the thing, too, man. It's like, I don't know what ended up happening with them. Yeah. I'm sure she's still thriving. But it's like... It was a joke. I meant nothing by it. And it just happened to, in true Misadventures of Clayton Thomas fashion, was
bro,
real.
That's literally, like, first of all, I tell this story to this day.
But
that happened like at least 6-7 years ago.
But man.
That is the funniest shit.
It's crazy.
And I was just like, I just kept saying, you an asshole, bro. Like,
man.
And I don't think, and you know what, man, you're not an asshole. You know, we know that. But you know, at the end of the day, first of all, ladies, you can't get mad over something that somebody, I can understand if you knew.
Yeah, if I knew, then that's like, just making like, fun of her.
You know, you're like, ah, that's that cancer travel, huh?
Oh my God. Like, I wouldn't know.
But literally, she's okay. It's one thing to say you're going to travel to like New York.
Yeah, I'm going to New York for the week. Okay, cool.
I'm going to go to, and then next week I'm going to go to Miami.
She was going on too many trips.
She was going on serious trips, though.
Like, yo, when are you going to be in America, man? I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm going there, I'm going there. All like back to back. And I'm like, that, if anybody has a comedic mind,
right?
Your first thought is, what are you about to die? Yeah, like you were right now.
Is this your bucket list? And it just so happens.
It was.
I wonder if she's, what's going on?
Hey, man, that was your friend. I don't know her.
I didn't even get her phone number. I didn't get their phone number.
Man, that was. And then on top of all of that, expected us to pay for their food. I'm like, well, look,
man,
I'd have had no problem paying for the food if you had answered the question.
You got cancer? All right, here's your cancer. Hey,
but then you took so long and made me feel like a dick. I'm like, nah, we going Dutch McDuckerson.
That is, that was funny, man.
Yeah.
So, CT, I'm gonna get into this, man. I don't, you know.
Let's do it.
If we can pass. If you want to pass the thing, all right. But we never talked about this on the. You're the first. You're one of our first married guys on the podcast. So I'm trying to think who else was married. I don't throw nobody under the bus. We don't want to be told that they're married. But we'll, you know, there's other guys. You know, other guys who've been on it. But you're the first openly married.
Cool.
No, you're not.
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Points of mine is a little bit...
Other who's just trying to play the game. Hey, what's up, baby girl?
So let me ask you, so you know, a friend of mine, she's a big fan of your comedy.
That's very nice. Yeah, what's her name?
I don't want to say.
I'm trying to give her the shout out. Well, tell me off air then.
Yeah, I'll definitely tell you off air. Yeah. But anyway, so she knows who you are, blah, blah, blah. She was saying how, like, you talk about being in the open marriage. I didn't know if that was true or not. And I was like, you know, so is that
true? Yeah, we had done that a number of years, man. Where, okay. Here's how it started, man.
Okay, like, that's perfect. First of all, I know your wife. Love your wife. She's a great
person. Amazing, man.
Amazing.
And it was more so open on my end than it was hers, because she just wasn't interested in that. It wasn't like I was keeping her from doing anything she didn't want. It began like most relationships where the guy is extremely immature. And you know, as men, what we'll do is we'll get in a relationship with a woman knowing we're not ready, just to keep her off the streets, because you know she's so amazing and you got to get yourself ready.
Say that again, CT.
So a lot of times men aren't ready to be in these relationships, and you will get in a relationship with a woman just to make sure you got her locked down so she ain't going to get chose up by somebody else that's obviously better and more ready than you are. But and you try and get ready while that process is going. This is a conversation I've had with my wife for years where I will, you know, at the time that I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
So just in typical fashion, I continued. I would never get caught cheating. First of all, for you to get caught cheating.
You're stupid.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that later. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
Like for you to get, come on, fam, what are you doing?
You do better.
So my thing was, I would get caught in, she would just, my energy would be different when I would deal with other women, you know, outside of my relationship. And it got to a point where she's like, yo, just be honest with me. And, you know, you never know what could happen. I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna be honest with you. I can't let go of these hoes. And, you know, I've reached a point where I am meeting I was meeting some of the most incredible people.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, this is what I wanted my whole life, was to just be free and successful.
Yeah.
And
bro,
I felt that I was doing her a disservice by lying about it.
Real quick, let me interject real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, I'm gonna look in the camera when I say this. Ladies, a lot of women be like, Clint, you got a whole lot of hoes. And I'm like, nah, I don't got no chicks. I don't got no hoes. Yes, I do.
All right, what's up?
I'm just going to be honest. Yes, I do. There are women in my DMs every fucking day. Sending, when I told the world I was depressed, you know, I got sympathy nudes. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I got some, like literally a girl said, here's a nude to cheer you up. Like, listen, ladies, I got hoes. And I'm just going to be honest. It's hard. You know how hard it is to let go? And they're not hoes. I'm sorry. They're not hoes. Mm-hmm. This is women who like you. Like, you got to remember, we know what it's like for comedy. Like, listen, y'all don't know what it's like to be played by comedy clubs. You know, you don't know what it's like to be sitting outside of a comedy club hoping you get on. Where now, when you walk in or I walk in, it's, oh, that's Clint. Oh, that's CT. Mm-hmm. Oh, put him on. Unless it ain't nobody bigger than you.
Yeah, I'm not
like,
getting bumped by nobody at this point. But unless...
Chris Rock.
And that's not even a bump. That's more so like, yo, we're going to put Chris up and then we're going to throw you up. Or you want to go on before Chris? And they'll be like, yeah, because I don't know how long he's going to be on stage.
Right.
But at the point where you get bumped for Charles Ice Cream Washington.
Yo, I never get. I got bumped for fucking Danny. What's his name? Ellis? Danny Ellis? Derek Ellis.
Derek Ellis.
I got bumped for him. And no diss to him. He's funny. But I'm like... You know, you ain't bumping me now, bro. Like, I'm just gonna be honest. And also too, man. Like now, and now we're in a situation where we walk into comedy club and we'll bump somebody. Now I don't bump anybody because I know that feeling. And especially if you got like, you know, remember when I used to host my show at the at the Improv? Yo, like I remember one time Yvonne Orji, true story. Yvonne Orji got bumped for Dane Cook, and Yvonne was pissed at me. She had people coming out to see her. And Yvonne, I apologize, you know what I'm saying? But I had no control over that.
She's doing fine.
She's great. Yeah. She's definitely great.
Yeah.
But she didn't know that at the time
process.
That's how that works. And there's nothing. There was literally like, I mean, you know, I don't even, you know, I'm not gonna say I don't like Dane Cook, but I mean, come on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's a staple at the Improv. I can't not, you know, say, oh well, it's either you or him.
And the club will treat you like it's either he goes up or the show is done.
Done, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, she wasn't
insecure.
She wasn't on Insecure yet. So, there's nothing I can do about that. And we all were still early in our careers. But I say all that to say that's when women didn't like us. Mm. Now we got thousands of followers and fans and people fuck with you and people love you. People love me. Yeah.
And let me tell you, and this brings it to now, this was at a time where I was still trying to find a way in to succeed, because present tense, number one, not only is my relationship not open, but I am more cautious because I'm very popular now. I would not want to meet somebody who knows me.
Right.
And it's like, ooh, hey, how you doing?
Right.
It was better when it's like nobody knows who you are.
Right.
At the time, so, you know, we were having this conversation because I continued to get in trouble after getting in trouble after getting in trouble. And I'm like, look, like, how can I have my cake and eat it too? And it became a conversation where she's like, yo, just take care of home. Mm-hmm. Don't bring me nothing. Don't bring in no kids. And we're good. And I was like, oh, thank you. And she was like, yo, we're going to have a conversation about it. I want the girl to know that I know, because I don't want a girl to ever feel like she has something over me.
This is good shit.
And I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? No problem. And I was like, I'd rather tell you after, because, you know, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission, because if you be like, hey, I'm about to go smash this girl. And she's like, okay. And then she was like, put on the phone, let me see. And now you're messing up.
Your girl, she does that?
No. I'm saying all the possibilities that you're thinking as a man. You're like, you're not about to mess this up for me. I've been trying to get this for months. So it ended up becoming that. And, you know, it went extreme. And then, you know, as the time goes by, you start to really be prepared to be responsible, respectable, and faithful and setting different conditions in your relationship. Right. And a lot of people are in relationships where you'll hear, oh, I couldn't do that. Oh, I don't like to share. Well, baby girl, you're getting shared whether you realize it or not.
Right,
because while you might not be doing anything, you're not the only one he's sleeping with.
Exactly.
So you might as well have an adult conversation and stop being a kid. Because
stop
like
being
this.
Naive.
In this business, let's just say LA in general.
Right.
This day and age, I can't even just say LA because there are flyover states.
Yeah.
People aren't, you aren't going to find what your grandparents had.
You're not.
Because this isn't the grandparent society now.
No.
The grandparents didn't have Instagram and Facebook and all of these things getting their attention to where they had all these unrealistic goals of beauty and competition of beauty. Mm-hmm. If your grandfather today had the access to a Tinder and all these sites and can see all these amazing women, can you honestly say he still would have got your grandma?
There's that. And also, man, let's talk about back in the day. Like, these niggas didn't have that, and they had whole families on a different side of town.
They had whole families on a whole side of town.
My grandmom was a side chick.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom, like, my grandfather, his name's Scoop.
Mm.
This motherfucker.
Scoop sound like he had another family.
Yeah, this nigga had, because he scooped bitches. No, I'm like, but he had, literally, he had 8 kids somewhere else, and then met my grandmother, had my mom, and.
Yeah.
And then he went back to his family. Like, nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
And literally, when I say, my mom never knew this man until her late 20s.
Mm.
So you got to think of, and also, he did it in North Philadelphia.
Ooh.
So, and my,
born and raised, like, on the playground is where he spent most of his
day. Yeah, like my mom, like, this guy had a whole, like, child.
Yeah.
Maybe not even 2 miles away from his house.
Wow.
Like me, like now, you'll get found out so quick. Because if I don't know you,
friends know you.
Somebody I know knows you.
And I have
you.
A camera phone. I can take a picture of you and ask if anybody that I know knows you.
Yeah. Like, it is what it is. I guess this is the first time I've actually been on a podcast where I have really had not much to say. You know what I'm saying? One thing I do want to know is, so your wife is okay with that.
Well, here's the thing. These were the conversations that we had early on in this. This is years ago.
Yep.
I've reached a point in my personal life to where I don't want that. And at the same time, her thing was, she wasn't interested in that because she just enjoyed being with me.
Yep.
However, she did tell me, yo, there's going to come a day where I'm going to do this. And I'm like,
right. And that's what I was getting ready to get at. Yeah. Like, Cause here's my thing. One, you got married young.
Yeah.
You know, you got married in your 26.
Yeah, I was 27.
Yeah.
When I got married.
You got married young.
I'm 33
and,
now.
And also, your wife is, you know, she's older than you.
Yeah, she's in the business too.
Yeah, and she's in the business, which I'm gonna get to one more thing later. Mm-hmm. You know, and which you know, and she was well known in the business too.
Yeah.
You know, she's been in movies, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, yeah, and she's attractive. So the thing is now is like, there is going to come a day where chickens come home to roost.
Oh yeah.
And she's gonna wanna fuck another man.
Yeah.
What's your response to that?
Here's the thing. I have been counting that day down. Like, what can I do to prevent the, and I'm gonna tell you why. The reason there's such a double standard on this is because when men step outside the relationship, it's not personal.
It's purely sex.
Most of the time. Unless they've fallen in love with some chick.
Yeah.
But you don't see that too much. It's like, this dude has just randomly, the girl from Subway said, you can hit it. Be like, for real?
The girl from Subway.
And you smash the girl from Subway. But then it becomes, for a woman, for her to step outside a relationship is because the man lacked something, or he hurt her, or he made her feel that she wasn't the one anymore.
Yeah.
So then it becomes, she starts seeking that from somebody else. So my thing was, I knew the things that I weren't offering in my relationship, which at the time were, I know I'm not financially supporting her.
Right.
I know that I'm not doing the things that she would love to do. Like, she's like, hey, let's go bop, bop, bop. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I remember in one of the really early days, man, she said to me, you're doing all these things as if you're somebody with money. And I was like, what you mean? She was like, it'd be different if you were doing all of this stuff and you were paying bills. But you're on the bus. And at the time I was on the bus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, you're absolutely right. So my thing became, I need to be a better man and I need to find a way to be financially stable.
Right.
So once it came into play, it was like everything.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Tish posted a meme and said, only niggas who pay all the bills is allowed to cheat. And you know it's funny, man. And you know, like, you know, so DL's been open about his infidelity,
right,
in his relationship. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's interesting because, you know, and this is years ago, whatever, mm-hmm, you know, and my thing is, I was like, damn, like, yeah, the nigga, I mean, what you gonna do? Like, you know what I mean? And I'll be saying it about all these, like, Kevin Hart. You know, when Nico found out he was cheating, like, where you going?
Well, I never want to play that card because the where you're going thing, a woman always has the option to leave.
Yeah, I'm
and
sure.
She always has the ability to leave, especially a lot of women are so intelligent and they have their own money.
Right.
Here's the thing that I've always thought. It's like, when I'm paying all these bills, I assume you're saving your money.
Yeah.
So while I'm depleting, you're grossing.
Stacking, yeah.
So it's like a woman is always secure.
Nico probably got like $200,000 in the
account.
Let
me tell you something. I'm not going to get in their personal business, but I will say every woman
has an exit strategy.
Man, if you don't think, you know what? I was dating a girl one time,
yeah,
and I was like, man, I'm so broke. I ain't got no money for no food. And she was like, yeah, I'm broke too. And I heard her on the phone with her mother. And she was just like, yeah, Ma, all right, I'm gonna put some of the money into the account. And I'm like, an account.
You know what I mean? Because
we were both broke.
Yeah, exactly.
Their broke is different than yours.
Yeah, their yours broke is they zero. Might not be able to put first and last month's rent down in their apartment.
No, their broke is they might not be able to pay off their car, but they can pay the note every month.
Right. My broke is, nigga, I got $6.
No, my broke is I have 60 cents.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to get to 75.
You right. Woo. Oh man, dog, that's you know, it's you know I always thought, man, like, you know, I would never, like, and this is just me,
mm-hmm,
I never thought in my mind I could do an open marriage or open relationship, bro. That is the hardest thing for me because I'm not possessive, but
every own man has his own insecurities.
I just could never, like, if I found out that you know like, I gotta eat it.
Yeah.
You got it. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, so let me ask you this. So that was then. So now you're a little older. So
yeah,
you know.
But you also got to think, and that's why I never liked the title of open marriage, because that signifies both people are having two other people. One other person. But
no,
it was never
just,
that. It was literally me basically being giving enough slack to sow my oats continuously.
Right.
Than it was for her to do that.
Right.
Even
right.
though she's an adult and she's free to do whatever she wanted,
right.
It was more catered to my end.
Right.
So I did not have to deal with her with other people. So it wasn't right. like I had to be like, so where you been? I was out with Max.
Right.
You with Max. You know what I mean? It was only like, so where were you? Oh, I was out at the club and went to the strip club. You know, that kind of thing.
So let me ask you this. Now, with the women that you've ever dealt with,
mm-hmm.
Were you honest about being married?
Every single time. I've never been the guy that would hide something like that, because that's where drama comes in. If you ever look at any woman-led film, like a Waiting to Exhale, you look at all these things, the name is because men lie to them, mm-hmm. and they never have a problem with a man that tells them the truth, because it gives them
the
opportunity to make their own decision.
That's why this podcast is this. That's why it's mm-hmm. called Advice from a Fuckboy. And I tell people, a fuckboy is literally a guy who lies to get what he wants mm-hmm. out of women. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
And we've been there.
Mm-hmm.
I've lied. You've lied.
Mm-hmm.
Danny's lied. We just that's.
I love how you threw him under the bus like that.
but at the end of the day, now I feel like we're in a situation where no, you don't have to lie. You know, so you tell women, hey, look.
I've told them. I was like, hey,
now,
listen.
Now, what's most of their responses? Because I've always felt like now I've met girls who's like, I remember I was fucking this one girl,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, this other girl called me like while we're laying up. And I'm trying to hide my phone. I'm trying to text like this. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yo, you ain't gotta do all that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? She's like, I don't give a fuck who you dealing with.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I just know I came for the dick.
Wow.
I came for the company. I think you're dope. I think you're a good person, blah, blah, blah. But you don't have to sit there and go back and forth and telling girls you somewhere where you not, or you ain't, or you don't gotta hide what you doing from me.
Nice.
I don't give a fuck about, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about no, I don't give, I'm just worried about what I'm doing here.
Right.
And she's like, look, you having a girlfriend or you having a wife is not gonna stop me from fucking you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and it's like, how do you, and I didn't even know how to handle that. I'm like,
right.
And I'm not married and I didn't have a girlfriend. I'm just like,
it's a new way of thinking.
Right.
You know, the first time that happened to me, I was 19. I was in Detroit still.
Yeah.
And there was a
Kelly
woman.
Kelly Cash?
Yeah, I was still Kelly Cash. Kelly Cash was a stage name of mine at the time.
Oh,
so
man, that's funny.
There was this woman who was a promoter in the city. And I, you know, was on a bus. She would give me rides home occasionally. I'd be like, could you take me home? She was like, yeah, I got you. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And I had really wanted to sleep with her.
Right.
And, but she, like, everybody wanted to sleep with her, but she wasn't getting at anybody. Right. And I'm like, man. So I'm talking to her when I'm like, yo, like, I want you. And I know this is I because you're driving me home.
Right.
But, like, yeah, you know, what's up? And she was like, well, you know, I was in a marriage and I'm not married anymore. And that was kind of thing. We just developed a friendship.
Right.
Then her girl comes to town, mm-hmm. and she tells me, she's like, hey, my girl is in town. She saw you and she thinks you're cute. And okay. I'm like, okay, thank you. So, yeah. So she was like, no. She wants to get down. And I'm like, all right. In her getting down with me, does this ruin my chances with you? Mind you, I'm 19 at the time. She was 30.
I'm about to say, these sound like older chicks.
These are adults.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and she's like, no, why would it? I'm like, okay. Oh, I'm always going to cover my ass. So she was like, no, we good. I'm like, so we could still potentially. She was like, yeah. I'm like, cool. She picks me up. I then get with her girl. And her girl was married, unbeknownst to me. I didn't know this. And but they were, I guess, getting a divorce or whatever the case, but they were still talking like friends. And my heart dropped because I did not know, right? And I'm like, I'm feeling horrible. I'm like, yo, I'm the worst human being in the world.
You
and
are.
Then she looks at me, no. She's like, What are you tripping off of? This is my life. You didn't do anything. You didn't contribute to us being together for this amount of years or our problems or anything.
Fuck,
and I was like, wow. And that began to open my mind. Number one, open my mind to how women are. So when you meet women or you meet men, there's like you used to date somebody and they don't want you dating their ex, even though they're in a new relationship, man or woman. You're like, why are you tripping? We're not doing anything to like distract your relationship. And to see these two women be adults and be friends and then have their own lives that not affect you at all. I was like, yo, so then I knew not so much as the age, because you don't want to just date no older chick like that. But I knew the mindset of women that I wanted to deal with that were different than just average thinking.
And it's interesting. You kind of like me in this sense. Like I like older women too.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And mainly it was, you know, it's not a mature thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to say like, because women are more mature than men anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is,
As a whole,
for the most part. But the thing for me is, women, I like, because like dating older women, they know what the fuck they want.
Mm.
There's never any gray area with a 40 something year old woman.
Well, here's the thing, because
it's very rare. It's very rare to disagree.
This is what I mean. Now we're crossing, like that to me would have been super sexy at 20 or 21.
Yeah.
Now I'm 33. Like I don't want no older woman. I want the mentally forward thinking woman. And that woman can be 25 and up,
right.
You know what I mean? But because you never can tell when a woman is going to, you can never tell which type of woman is going to think a certain way just because of her age.
Right. No, you know, I got a question for you. You know, now that I think about it.
Yeah.
When we talk about, because one of the things you pointed out was that, you know, men, we want to, a lot of times we want to, you know, we have to mature. DL said that. He said, I had to mature to be with my wife. You know, they're already 5 years ahead of me and I got to figure out how to catch up.
Yeah.
So I say that, and I guess the question is at what point did you mature? Or at what point, because I know the point for me when I started maturing in relationships.
Yeah.
And I guess most women want to know, when do guys come out of their fuckboy stage? And
you got to take that loss. And by that loss, I mean, whether that's financial, whether that's in your career, where you're not seeing yourself advance. Also for me, it was a big thing in helping me mature was talking to people outside of my wife. And this is what I mean by that. Not cheating, but literally talking to people outside of my wife. So my wife and I were having conversations that I was not privy to that other people were having. And this was the conversation. She and I would talk and we would argue and we'd be like, listen, this is what I feel like this. And I can't understand why you're doing bop, bop, bop.
You're
saying bop, bop, bop. And we're listening to each other.
Right.
Outside of her, I would talk to somebody and the immediate response would be yelling it would be. I'm not listening to this. Or no, see, fam. See, that's the problem. All this hand clapping movement. Yeah. And it was the exact same way I used to react in life, like growing up, because in your household, especially in Detroit, all you do is yell, you clapping your hands, raising your voice.
Listen, and I'm sorry to cut you off, bro, but you know, when we talk about mental health, right? One of the things that I did, you know, or that I know that is a toxic trait of mine. Since I'm being completely transparent. Mm-hmm. One of the things, if you line up five women that I dated, most of them would say his temper. Mm. And it's not a temper that I'm angry that I want to hit you.
Right.
You know, it's a temper where they're like, Clint, like you go into a space where you can't be told shit, you can't hear shit, you don't know shit, you just flying off at the mouth.
Yeah.
Part of that reason is I watched my mother and my father communicate like that when I was younger. And like you said, like growing up in Detroit, growing up in Philly is the same way. We talking with our hands like, yo, man, no, fuck you. You know what I mean? And we think that's love. Mm-hmm. And that's not how you communicate with your man or your woman. And I've, like, the girl I had on the podcast before, she was talking about how she beat niggas.
I heard that shit. I'm like, she wild.
She beat niggas. And I'm like, you know, and that's not, but that's she's a product of her environment, though.
Yeah,
but that's how she grew up.
And at the same time.
And at what point do we say,
hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Yo, that's a toxic trait. And we say we gotta get past this and move off of that, because yelling is not the answer.
Right.
Screaming is not the answer. I know how when people scream at me, I'm ready to fight. So I can imagine if I'm screaming at somebody else, they might be ready to fight. And now if we're both ready to fight, we're neither one of us are listening or trying to get to the next level because we're too busy.
All of it are signs. There are signs that you start to learn. Like for me, when I run into anybody and the minute that they're starting to flare up, the first thing they say is how grown they are. Or what they got, or you know, ask such and such about me. Like these are all traits of somebody that is not emotionally stable.
Nigga.
You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, cause I'm calm. You'd be like, yo, like this is not somebody that I can have a conversation with.
Right, those are
the same type of people that when you guys are at a disagreement,
right?
I'm somebody that I'll listen to you. I'm like, okay, cool, give it to me. All right, cool. Did you say everything you wanted to say? I mean, yeah, I'm done. Ain't I? Like all of this movement
and shit.
And be like, all right, cool. Well, here's what I think. Like when they're not allowing you to speak, these are the people that you want to stay away from.
Right.
So,
and I can be honest, I'm still kind of that guy when I get into bad spaces, and I can admit when I'm wrong, and I can admit that that's no way to communicate, and I need to do as a man, I need to do better, because there'll be times where a lot of times I'll feel attacked, and I'll be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Like, be like, Clint, you done? Yeah, I'm done, nigga. What the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? And that's not it. That's not it.
How do you? So here's the thing. It's so easy to say I need to do better, and there's something in actually doing better. So when you're angry, something that helped me, it might work for you, it might not work for you. When I'm angry, I find it best to have a conversation with somebody that knows how to have a conversation.
Right.
Well, I'm angry, they're angry. Can we actually communicate, or are we going to be yelling at each other?
Right.
Because if we're both yelling at each other, hands are going to start swinging.
Yeah.
So, hey, this is what I feel.
Right.
Now, if I can get this off without you dismissing me, without you ignoring me just so you can speak, and if I can get this out without you saying your point again after I've already addressed it, then we're in a great space.
And so for me, the ways that I'm taking steps to doing better at me being, you know, a better listener and not being, you know, like, honestly, if I feel myself getting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then I'll say, listen, whoever I'm dealing with, I'm sorry. I recognize that I'm getting a little hostile.
Mm-hmm.
Let me scale back real quick.
Mm.
All right. Give me a second. Let me hear what, please explain what you got to say. Only thing I ask when you explain what you got to say is just don't be condescending and talk to me like I'm worried.
Don't tell me what I can't, all of that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like, yeah, just don't talk to me condescending.
Yeah.
And
I'm, see, fam, all that shit you saying right now, though, bro, like all that you saying now,
exactly.
Like, I ain't even trying to hear all of that. Like, and these are problems.
Right. And my thing is, and the crazy thing is, the stuff we're arguing about ain't stuff that we need to be fighting about.
No.
We don't need to be fighting about it.
So short answer to you, this is an immediate solution to your problem. This has helped me, and this is why I see your success from afar, and I send love from afar.
You do, yes,
because
you do.
I stay my ass at home.
You do.
All I do
is go to work
and go home. Bro.
That's what
I don't bother nobody.
I don't go outside, dog.
I go to the movies.
I don't be at the comedy club no
more. No, man.
I don't go to hang out no more.
No.
I don't have to.
No.
I'm there.
Yeah.
You know who I am.
Come on, man. And not even, for me, it's not even in, because, you know, I used to always get the arrogant thing. I'm like, look, I know
it's not,
me.
It's not arrogant.
I have my fan base. Yeah. I know how to feed my fan base.
Right.
I know when to go touch my fan base. I want to perform, I'm going to perform, and then I'm leaving unless my friends are there. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to kick it for a minute.
Yeah.
But then I'm going right back home. I'm going to the comfort of my recliner.
Yes.
And I shat not be bothered.
Anybody that knows CT, real quick, man, you a comic book nerd too, man.
Oh, man.
Big comic,
I'm going to
book.
See Spider-Man tonight.
Wait, when does that come out?
It comes out tonight.
Oh, I got to go see that.
Going at midnight at the we're going to a theater that's in the city.
He said, I'm not even telling you niggas where I'm gonna be.
I don't know how your fan base is. Hey, you said you were gonna be here. Hey, man. Let's take some pictures after the movie.
When this airs.
You, oh, when this airs, yeah, okay,
cool. You have already been to the movies.
This ain't airing today.
No.
Okay, cool. We're going to the Century City Theater. Yeah, man.
I like that theater, actually, man.
It's very nice.
It's good. Like, here's the thing, man. First of all, movies, theaters, movie experiences,
mm-hmm.
What part of town you live in?
I'm in Burbank.
You live in Burbank. I live in Westchester.
Woo!
All right, so we live.
You got a house though.
Huh?
You got that house though.
I don't live in a house, man. I live in an apartment. I used to live in that house over on 78th and Crenshaw. Long story short, I had to move because they tried to raise the rent like $1,000.
Oh, they raised that rent. Yeah, they raised that rent.
You know, so now I'm staying in Westchester, but now Westchester is not black,
mm-hmm.
but like I'm adjacent to Inglewood and Crenshaw. And I'm not too.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why don't you have a girlfriend yet?
And oh, I asked this, Clay Thomas.
You have always, you're a great cat. You dropped a bunch of weight. You look the best you've ever looked. You're succeeding. Look at all these cameras. You got fans. You have a clear cut work ethic. Your business mind has always been light years ahead of everybody else's as far as how to succeed and what to do. And you were up on things before anybody was up on them.
You know what the funny thing you told me was? First, real quick, CT, I remember years ago, man. Damn, man, we got a lot of memories together.
Yeah, that's a lot of memories.
CT says to me one time, he says, Clint, man, you work hard. You work like you're a single, like you had a single mom.
Man.
He said you work like you had a single mom. Well, because, I mean, I had a mom and dad, but, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, you know, listen, here's the thing. Real quick, and I'm going to answer your question,
okay.
So I'm not deflecting.
Because you definitely said like you was on deflection.
No, I'm not deflecting. I'll answer your question. Real quick, though, just with work ethic and just being a man of, you know, I say this. We work in a business where the competition is always practicing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you ever go to the comedy club and you see somebody who really wasn't that funny,
mm-hmm.
and then you see him a couple years later, you're like, yeah, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
I see. And they make you work a little bit.
Yeah.
And my thing is like, oh shit, he's been practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And my thing is, I want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to be that guy who's like, in my mind, I feel like my competition is all, and not to say that you guys are competition, but at mm-hmm. the end of the day, you putting out videos. I know y'all fucking. Like, I mean, like, you guys are doing things, you know, and I'm like, well, how can I keep up?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I, you know, attain, because like my thing is, you guys will be like, Yo, man, CT, how you get all them followers, man? How you get all them followers, man? Nigga, we do shit. We have.
For me, it literally became because I never looked at it as the everybody around me doing their thing. I was just like, yo, how can I find the people who are like me? And it became, the answer was release the content that I wanted to see. Right. And then everybody that enjoyed that
right.
started to gravitate towards
me. And that's how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So to answer your question, why don't I have a girlfriend? It's simple. Two reasons. One, I don't have a grasp on my mental health yet.
Mm.
And I don't want to, like, and I told y'all, like, I was in a dark place early last week. And, you know, it was a lot for my family. It was a lot for my close friends. Like, you know, I'm at a psychiatric hospital and Tahir is literally on the phone like, Clint, man, stay strong. Clint, like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's because he got
he got a wife, he got kids. Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm calling my sister. She's got a life of her own. Mm-hmm. My parents came out here, like, they got a life of their own. And my thing is, I would never want my lady, you know, to go out of her way to have to deal with the shit that I'm going through. Now, don't get me wrong, we're all people, we all got our shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, until I have a hold on it, I don't want to pass that on somebody else. Because the thing is, like, you know, my friend told me when his girl was pregnant,
yeah,
he felt pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Because her emotions were transferring to him.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if I'm depressed, she might be depressed.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Because what you're saying, this is where the me being with the same woman all of this time will help you.
Yeah.
That's what a relationship is.
Right.
No matter what,
right.
When you're happy, they're happy. When you're going through something, they're going through something. And you're looking at it as if you don't want to be a burden, thinking that this person that you're going to get in a relationship with won't be going through their own ups and downs.
Right.
Whereas you are going to have to be there for them.
You're right.
So your potential relationship has to be when you don't have a grasp on it, because you'll never truly have a grasp on controlling life,
right,
because it's life.
Right.
It's ongoing. It's water. It's fluid.
Yeah. Damn. You know, now, you know what's going to happen?
What?
Chicks that fuck with me listen to this podcast mm-hmm. will be like, see, nigga, you lying. They go, I see.
They go, tell you, man.
Well, Clay could do this shit.
Yo, because I'm a completely different person than who I was day one. I'm a completely different person than who I was a year ago.
Absolutely.
I'm a completely different person than we were in the past two arguments that we've had. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And these are things that continuously get better if you allow them, but you have to be open enough to know that you can't change anybody.
I'm about to name this podcast this episode is called Advice from Grown Men. This is the grownest conversation we've had. Dave's like, yeah, this is pretty grown. Like, this is the grownest podcast from two comedians. This is the grownest podcast I've ever talked.
Oh,
so real quick, just to get back to some fuck shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the second reason why I'm single.
Yeah.
Second reason why I'm single. Man, shit is fun.
Yeah, it's very. You know what?
It's
you know
fun,
what was
man.
Fun?
I'm not gonna.
Thinking back to being single, it was fun. Having the company of beautiful women in my place on a nightly basis, but that next morning would always feel lonely.
It's lonely
because they're gone.
Talk to somebody
and nobody cares.
Who's on the road? Who's been to damn near every major city in this country at least three times?
Mm-hmm.
And it hit me one time where about to perform in. What city was this? Where are we at? Because I had a chick. Oh, where the fuck were we at? God damn it. Okay, I had a chick in.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I had a chick in Denver.
Okay.
I had a chick in Denver.
It's a random city to have a chick in.
Yeah. I mean.
Continue. I'm sorry.
We're on the road. We got multiple women everywhere. But I had a chick in Denver. And I remember, you know, I came. We hung out. We fucked. And then it's probably like, it's after the show. So like we had two shows that night. So yeah. I'm back in my room at like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. We had 2:30, 2 o'clock in the morning sex. I'm thinking she ain't going nowhere. Mind you, chick was 40 minutes away.
Woo!
And she drove home.
Yeah.
And I never forget. I'm like, damn, is it like, and I internalized it. I'm like, damn, like, it's me? Like, you willing to drive 40 minutes back to home in Denver, Colorado
mm-hmm.
on, you know, instead of just staying the night and just leaving when you're fresh in the morning? No, I'd just rather sleep in my own bed.
Yeah, sleep in her own bed. Because she has externalized it to where she still has her own life and is dedicated time to what you guys just did, and she goes back to her life. You, on the other hand,
yeah,
she's assuming that you're gonna do the same thing, even though you were still open for more,
right? And every girl always says to me, like, yo, I know you got other girls in other cities, see? Blah 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 blah. And she's right, I do, or I did. And she's like, there's nothing special about me, so why should there be anything special about you?
See,
and that it gets lonely, and yeah. it does get the road is not that shit. That, now I've calmed down, I don't have mm-hmm. a whole bunch of chicks on the road, because at the end of the day, man, I don't. Bro, it's exhausting
mm-hmm.
because
you have nothing to share with anybody. You can't tell a story to anybody because everybody don't get it.
Right. And then I can't, yeah, and you can't, and I can't be honest about what I'm going, hey, are you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. No, I'm not. Like, you right. know what I mean? So, and I want to, and I need to get to a point where I tell somebody I'm not all right. And
yeah.
That's where things get better. So
it's the only, man. Having a relationship is the greatest thing that you'll ever have, because at the very least, you can hate somebody when you're mad,
yeah.
and you can love somebody when you're happy, right. and you get a chance to sit in a room with somebody and y'all can not say anything and enjoy each other's company.
You know what's crazy about that too, though, is, bro, and here's one thing I like about you know, you want to go to the movies tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to go to the movies?
Yeah, we're going to movies.
You know what I mean? Like you have somebody you got plans with.
Yeah.
I got a text around, hey, you want to go to the movies?
Oh, brother. I missed that. I literally, and this is not a financial thing, I am the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
I have a healthy family. I have amazing friendships. I have people that care about me.
Yeah.
And I have the people who
you want around you, yeah. around you.
So that is all that takes for health.
And you're on the TV wealth. Show. Let's throw that in.
Yeah, the TV show definitely helps.
TV show, Bounce TV. Make sure y'all check it out, man.
But for you, the reason you're texting around is because they're texting around and nobody is focused on one person.
Yeah.
But if you literally, and I'm not telling you to look for, but I'm telling you, look at the women who are in your life.
Right.
Look at the women who you like. You know what? I do like her.
Right.
And push the button.
Right. All right. So here's the last thing I ask you about marriage, man. We're going to ask Clint. So I did want to ask this question because you do deal with somebody in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with somebody in the industry, two people in the industry, it could get hard.
Mm.
It could get hard. I mean, to me, she's not a good thing. She's not a comedian.
She does comedy now.
Yeah, but
she's been doing it successfully too. She got most shows
than you
performing than I do.
Yo, see that? Oh, see? But the thing, now here's the crazy part.
Yeah.
Two things. So one, you know, I'm not going to say where. How did you feel about your wife taking a role
mm-hmm.
that involved
nudity
and sex?
It's acting. It's money. Right. It's no different. I got booked to do a nude role. It was uncomfortable. First of all, doing a nude scene in general
is hard.
Is uncomfortable. You were everybody around you, and I just had my ass out. Like, this is a show called Wrecked. I had my whole ass out.
Yeah, whole ass.
And I just got done doing this like sex scene. My business is in something called a cock sock or something like that.
Yep.
And it was just like, oh, this is so uncomfortable. A woman has to bear it all. So for me, knowing the business,
yeah,
that kind of stuff doesn't trip me out.
Because I remember I was watching that,
uh-huh.
and then I was like, nigga, this is...
Also, her body's completely different. So that's what helps.
Yeah.
Like when somebody... It's kind of like looking at...
It was hard because I know
Nutty Professor
that's your
and Buddy Love.
Right, exactly.
It's like, oh, that was the old body. This right. is... Look at this body. Though. You know what I mean? If it was this body, we got a problem. But the old body, we had just got together.
I remember I did my first sex scene. It was this year. My first kissing scene was a couple years ago, which was even... That was awkward.
Congratulations.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was cool.
Yeah, of course.
But my first... Like, because I... All right, so the show that, you know, we're working on, like, I would have to... Now, here's the crazy thing. So the show I'm working on now, you know, I would have to kiss my co-star. Mm-hmm. And my co-star, I can't kiss her.
Why?
Bro, I would feel like... I mean, not to give away who she is or anything like that, but, like, bro, like, I feel like I'm kissing, you know...
What? The what?
I don't want to say...
Use your words.
I'm trying to... Okay.
Use your words,
I feel like I would be kissing her husband.
Oh, that's creepy. But
but
I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not trying to...
Because of the husband. Yeah,
Because of who he is, yeah. Nigga, that's hard.
Hey, man. Let me tell you something. You know what else is hard? Yeah. Not being able to pay your rent.
Yeah. And then I remember my first sex scene was this year, man. That was very... That was difficult, mainly because... you know, we were friends, and mm-hmm. I'm like, man, you know, I'm not trying to fuck, but you know, it was awkward, and I always wanted to ask you. I was like, man, like, you know, because I watched it, I was like, I was trying to watch it. I'm like, I can't watch this. This is my man, wife, like, you know what I mean? But you like, it's acting, and I respect.
He's a great guy too. The guy who she did the scene with, he's blowing up. He's a great guy. Like, here's the thing, man.
You know what's crazy? That show, that show per se. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said it. Like, a couple of people blowing up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, one of the other chick, like, she's funny. I didn't mm-hmm. know she was funny. And you mm-hmm. know, I'm talking about I don't want to say her name because then they'll give away probably the show.
Oh, up to you. But yeah, it's a show, man. A lot of people. Here's the thing. You're just dealing with professional actors. It's no different than watching Angela Bassett do the sex scene and Stella Got Her Groove Back and knowing that her and Courtney B. Vance are still in a successful Hollywood and true relationship.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's just that. I mean, exactly. I thought you were about to ask me a hard question like, hey, man, what is it like when she books something and you don't book something?
I was going to ask that.
That also...
But that's not a big deal because you're happy for your wife, though.
Yeah, now, and she's like, happy for me.
Because I remember, you know, now I've had, you know, me and Takar, we're different now, but mm-hmm. I had her on a podcast and I remember her and I, we talked about her and her husband, uh-huh. you know, and I felt like that was different.
Yeah,
because
she was further along in her career. Here's the thing. It never works out when the woman is further, when it comes to stand up, it never works out when a woman is further in her career successfully
or
than,
better. I didn't want to say that. Hey, and I'm not saying that.
Hey brother, I'm just listening to you, but, it becomes,
if you know, the general consensus is like everybody's saying, oh, she's better. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like I know two comedians per se who's had that issue, her mm-hmm. and Tyree. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's a shot.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, for example, with my lady and I, mm-hmm. she was in acting successfully before
she
I
was.
Got in it.
She was.
And what she did was taught me the game.
Yeah.
So when it came to stand up, I'm teaching her the game.
Right.
When it comes to her booking things that I don't book or when I book something, like she's kind of, like I did the show that I'm talking about, I did the naked scene.
Yeah.
It was in Fiji. Like they flew me to Fiji. She came with me. You know what I mean? Like all of everything that happens successfully in our home helps the other person.
I'm
not about to be this millionaire and she's wanting for anything.
Right, vice versa.
When she was booking something, it was like, I'm good this month. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's just, that's how it should be.
Right. I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that. All right. I mean, man, listen, I had some fuck shit to say today in this podcast, but this got very, very, very
positive, real
positive,
quick.
Positive, man. Like, this is, people gonna listen to this and they gonna be like, yo, who the fuck is this guy, man?
I typically do that. You know what's interesting, man? I have found myself lately, when it comes to like me doing an interview or being on somebody's show talking, it's just more positive than me end up being funny. I'd be funny on stage.
And everything else. And I'm glad you said it, because the thing is with this podcast, with this episode, fans can appreciate this too.
Yeah.
Like, everything doesn't have to be like, because I've had you and then I got mm-hmm. Fu on the podcast.
Oh, Fu is the best. Fu? The chop shop.
So there's always the happy medium. But that's also, my brother, like, man. My thing is, this isn't also an interview, but you also have questions.
Yeah.
And the reason why I have questions is because you're in a successful marriage,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people who listen to this, because I'm noticing, like, so I notice when I put out the podcast or I put out tickets for the podcast, people will buy one ticket, and I'm like, why are people buying
single?
Because they're single, and in my mind, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, oh, and they're listening to this because y'all listen because they want to get to where you are,
yeah.
You know, so that's why I got questions, and I'm glad that you were able to,
hey man,
especially you're the first person on here with a quote. I mean, I know you don't like the term, but a quote unquote open marriage.
I mean, there's no other term for it, right, even though mine is not that. So it's like,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I got this. I got a segment called Ask Clint.
Cool.
They ask me for my advice.
Mm-hmm.
I give my advice. You give your advice.
Cool.
And we talk about it. All right. So it says, Hey, Clint. So in high school, there was this chick that some of the homies kind of made fun of. I never really made fun of her, but the homies in my crew definitely made fun of this chick. And then so 10 years later, Shorty had a major glow up. Reunion is coming, and I wanted to know if it was worth hollering at Shorty, or will I just be another nigga who back then didn't want her, and now they want, now she want me. So he's asking basically, a chick that your friends used to clown, do you think he should holler at her?
First of all, it's a lie saying that he didn't also clown.
Right, like, exactly. Let's be honest, exactly. Yeah, brother. So here's what I'm gonna say, bro.
Yeah.
So you ever heard the term guilt by association? Like it's like, you know, my dad used to say that shit to me all the time. Like, Dad, I wasn't the one. I didn't steal the car, but yeah, you were in it.
You was in it.
So that means you're part of the situation.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't blah blah blah, but you were there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, if your homies, you know, gang bang a chick.
And oh my God. Keep going.
But seriously,
keep going.
Homies, you know what I mean? But you're there. You had something. Uh-huh. You may not have fucked, but you, there, if, when it comes to rape, or if there's a charge, nigga, you was there.
No, you're definitely going to prison.
You're definitely going to prison.
That prison.
So I say that to say, money. All your homies clowned her. Let's just hypothetically say you didn't do shit, but your homies did.
Mm-hmm.
It
is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I don't remember you not clowning her. She remembers your homies clowning her.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. This is what I know is going to happen. This young lady had this major glow up. If she even shows up, because you got to understand, Facebook exists now.
Yeah.
We don't have to go to reunion. I didn't go to mine.
I didn't go to my 10
they
or 15
know how
years.
I'm doing. No. So it's like this. If she goes, she's going... just to show y'all,
stun on y'all.
So if you can go up to her, the best thing you can do is just approach it like, and let her bring it up.
Right.
Hey, how you doing? You look amazing. I would love to take you out to dinner sometime.
And if she says no, nigga, because you was...
Ooh, then you know what's up.
Then you know what's up. But if she, you know, you never know.
You never know.
I think you should go holler at it.
Yeah.
I think, but you got to be prepared for
you
the worst.
You got to be prepared for that.
Because women don't forget shit.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, I know she remembers they used to tease her, bro. And girls don't forget that, bro.
Yeah.
Girls still remember niggas that teased them back in high school.
Like, just like you remember the girls that didn't give you the attention.
Right. So now you know what I mean? So I'm trying to think, is any girls from high school in your inbox?
Yeah, man. Successfully, I can say I have gotten 80% of apologies as far as what you want as a... When you were in high school, you wanted these girls, and these girls didn't want you.
Right.
Now, they want you, and you get that vindication like, okay, hey, this is for you, 16-year-old CT.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, you don't act on it because everybody's lives are different.
Right.
But just the fact that they've reached out, I always had a crush on you. You'd be like, you're lying.
You're lying.
I feel good.
Exactly. I had a couple of girls from high school reach out to me and tell me, like, you know, they you know. But, see, it's weird. In high school, I was corny.
Mm.
But I wasn't like a nerd, and I wasn't like I was popular in high school, but I wasn't like a jock and no shit like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I didn't, now that I think about it, damn, I'm going back to high school, Clint. I didn't have an issue. I think that's probably why success and women don't really bother me, because I got girls before I was a comedian. I got girls in high school.
Yeah.
And I never had it like, I mean, no, the difference now is top-notch women like me.
Mm.
So it's a different kind of girl that likes me now. So like now, it like back then it was like I would get sixes, I would get an occasional seven, and if God bless me, I get an eight.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Yeah, but now it's like eight and a halves, mm-hmm. nine, like literally. You ever pull a girl? You be like, how the fuck did I do that?
Oh yeah,
nigga. I remember BT Kingsley was walking down the street one day with this badass chick one time. This was years ago, coming into the Comedy Union. I'm like, nigga, why the fuck would you even bring her?
Mm.
Like, I would never bring, she stays in the house. Like, she literally, and you know how they say, like, you got a trophy wife, blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. Like, literally, your ass sits on the shelf.
Yeah.
And you know, but my thing is, I think a lot of times, yeah, that is an ego thing. Like, we do want to feed, and I think she's going to get her ego fed at this, this reunion.
Man, I wish he could show us a video of what happens at that reunion. You know
what? That's what we want. Yeah. Hey, bro, when is your reunion? Tell me when the reunion is. I want to be there.
I want to know about it.
Or I want to know about it. We're gonna follow up with this.
I need to know what happens.
And I want to know her Instagram.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I got it.
Because I didn't make fun of her.
Yeah, because I didn't make fun of her. I need to see her Instagram. I gotta know how fine she really is.
Yeah.
Because, and on girls like that, mm-hmm. usually either used to be fat.
Yeah.
Or they didn't grow into their body.
Mm.
Or, you know, because my thing is, what did they tease her about? Because mm-hmm. I didn't tease, because we were like, I mean, every comedian, I'm not a joneser that now. I don't jones with people. Because, mm-hmm. like, one, niggas get too serious.
Of course.
Two, it's just childish. I don't got time for that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm the guy, if I'm in a setting with a bunch of comedians, like, you got it, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, we get
it. I get my laughs on stage, fam.
Yeah, exactly. But now, you know, we never, when we played the dozens when we were growing up,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever bust on, or I've never talked about women. Like, it was always dudes. Like, I've never.
Anybody could get it when I was roasting cats. But I've always roasted people in a sense to make them laugh as well. Like, I've never used my powers for evil.
The way that he's saying is saying, like, these niggas.
They made fun of her.
They made fun of her.
Look how dirty you are. Look at them hair. Look at that hair. Look at that hair.
Like, I would talk about your gear.
Uh-huh.
And if I knew, like, and I mean, when I mean your gear, like, you know, you got some coin, like, you could have one of the best clothes,
mm-hmm.
but you hey man,
you ain't rocking them right.
Yeah, you ain't rocking it right.
Yeah.
It seemed like they was talking about her forehead,
right,
or her titties, or she might have been fat.
Mm-hmm.
And women don't forget that. It's one thing if you talk about her sneaks, you know, you can fix dirty sneaks, get some new ones.
And also, you know why I really want to see her Instagram? Because does she really glow up, or does she just find her filter?
That's another one.
You know what I mean?
Because my thing,
maybe she still looks the same.
Maybe she still looks the same. And my thing is, glowing up, dude, also, it's confidence.
Facts.
Sometimes you just, you, like, don't forget, for most people, middle school and high school.
Oh, you're the roughest.
Awkward.
Yeah. Like, that's the awkward phase.
Yeah. You ever, like, look at your pictures?
That's why they call it middle school. Like, you're in your transition phase, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, so my thing is, you ever go or see your old high school picture? You're like, what the fuck?
Let me tell you when it went all downhill for Clayton Thomas. I was looking handsome and as a cute kid until fifth grade. Now, when fifth grade came, it took from fifth grade all the way up until 10th grade for me to find my steps. You understand?
Man.
And I can tell you how bad I looked during those years because I have no records of pictures.
Bro.
I didn't even take yearbook pictures.
I'm going to be honest. It was like that for me from like I would say sixth grade
mm-hmm.
to 11th grade.
Woo!
Like most of my high school, because I didn't. So my mom didn't buy me like nice gear, but not because she couldn't afford it.
Yeah,
she didn't buy me nice gear because I was acting like an idiot in school.
I wouldn't
like. So my friends, like I was wearing Champion sets in the early 2000s.
Before it was popular,
and Champion was not popular.
But Champion was always comfortable.
It
was always comfortable.
I agree with that.
It was always comfortable.
So my thing is, so like around 11th grade, that's when I got a job and I was able to afford my own clothes, and that's when I started going into like. You know, I was buying rock. In 12th grade was lit because I had better clothes in 12th grade. I didn't have on a dirty pair of sneakers in 12th grade. But in 9th grade, nigga, I had the same sneaks every fucking day. Literally, I'm looking at my closet today and mm-hmm. I'm like, I got like 80 pairs of sneakers.
Yeah.
But I look at my closet back then, I had like literally 5 pairs of sneaks.
Mm.
Like I had, and you would think people like, 5 pairs of sneaks, that's good. No, because you can't wear all them sneaks every day.
That's a fact.
I had a pair of brown Timberlands. Doo-doo brown Timberlands.
That's disgusting.
I had a pair of butt-naked Timberlands.
Oh, the butt-naked ones.
Yeah, don't listen. Listen, anybody that's watching this podcast, right? Tell me butt naked Timberlands is the worst thing you could ever come to. Kids was mean growing up in Philly, man. You can't come to school with butt naked Timberlands. I'm like, what's wrong with that? They're Timberlands. They're like, nah, nigga, you don't got the rubber around it. That means you don't give a fuck about your life and you don't use protection. Then you couldn't wear Gap because Gap stood for gay ass people. You couldn't wear Fila because Fila stood for faggots in LA.
Jesus.
You couldn't wear sweatpants. If you grew up in Philly, tell me if I'm wrong. You couldn't wear sweatpants without pockets because then they would say you got on uh-uns. And they'd be like, why are they called uh-uns? Well, hey, man, can you hold my keys? Uh-uh. Like, yo, kids in Philly growing up, man, was the worst shit ever. You had to come to school looking. School was a fashion show. School was legit a fashion show. If you came to school, like if you were a nerd, they didn't bother you. Like if you your name was Chin Meng Wong or some shit like that.
Let me tell you about Chin Meng Wong. That boy owned Apple right
now. Yeah, he said yeah, they not worried about it. Nah. But if you was Clint Coley or you know, you come to school with busted sneaks and nigga, they let you have it.
Here's the thing, man. For me, I've always dressed opposite the crowd.
Yeah.
I remember every month that Jordans would come out, everybody in the class, girls and boys, would have the new J's on, and I would be sitting there with my Nike franchise lows. Mm. Not the Air Force Ones, franchise lows.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, why is everybody just trying to be like everybody else?
Right.
And I'm getting complimented from looking different.
Right.
I got the button-up shirt before it was popular. Before Jay-Z dropped the track.
I had the button-up shirts, khakis. We was buttoned up buttoned up. I remember when Kanye first came out, man. I came to school with like a polo and a suit jacket.
Hilarious.
Not a blazer, a suit jacket.
Because nobody had blazers.
Yeah.
We only had suit jackets.
I came to school with a polo and suit jacket. All right. So this is the end of the podcast, CT, man. I always ask last segment. What did we learn today? What did you learn today?
I learned about Clint Coley going through it. And what day is your birthday?
June 20th.
I won't forget again. That's a round number. If you said the 21st, try my best. Yeah. June 20th, I can remember.
But see, the reason why a lot of times we don't remember is because I remember back in the we used to have a birthday show every year.
Yeah.
You had a birthday, CT's Extravaganza.
Yep.
Used to sell tickets on brown paper bag. You know what I mean?
Paper bag.
Remember, Ed's would be like, you know what I mean? Like, I remember, like, man, my memories like this, man. I remember, you know, you would be like, hey, man, look, I got my birthday show next month. I got tickets today. If you want to purchase tickets right now, you can make that shit happen, blah, blah, blah. And you don't do it no more.
No. Here's the thing, man. To be honest, I was only doing that show because I wasn't getting the opportunities to host the big shows in LA.
That's why.
And I didn't have the money to pay my rent a lot of times.
And that's why I did the improv.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was always hosting the show at the improv. You get reps. You know what I mean? The only issue is, nigga, booking a show.
Oh, it's the worst. Producing a show altogether, the last birthday show that I did was fun, but it was still so much work because I had to promote. I didn't need the money, but I just wanted to do a show.
Right.
And now, if I ever do that again, it will probably be just to, like, I'm going to do it when I do my tour, but that's different cities.
Yeah.
But to do something in LA, nah.
Yeah, man, like, it's hard, man. Like, first of all, I just hated comics and would come and be like, yo, man, what I got to do to get on? Like, you don't have to do nothing. I just got a gang of people ahead of you. Like,
it made me hate comedians because it showed me how unprofessional a lot of comedians were.
Bruh.
And it showed me how much they don't want it. It showed me that they want to perform. Everybody wants to show up to a jam-packed night,
right,
but exactly. Nobody wants to help pack it.
And I remember that was one of your things when you told people to come and do your show.
Yeah.
It would be like, hey, you know, yeah, y'all put you on, but like, yo, bro, you gotta get some.
Get these tickets out, man.
Yeah, at least
you're gonna make some money, but you're going to.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
Put at some least get in. Me 10 tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, you know, you got to know 10 friends.
Because I wasn't booking the show. Like a lot of shows in LA have bringer shows where
they
make a comedian sell tickets. They don't get any of the money
yep.
and they perform for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
My show was, yo, how many people do you know
will come see?
Will come. I'm not telling you sell this 25 and you only know 3 people.
Right.
If you say that you only know 7 people, here's 7 tickets, bro.
Yeah.
Now you better return with these 7. Because if you come back with 2 tickets. I'm like, but you, I listened to your word.
Right.
I didn't give you a number.
Right.
And it just soured me on a lot of people, man.
It did. No, and I can understand that. I mean, the same thing, you know, I never made comedians because I understand what it's like to be a, but people, but here's the other thing comedians don't understand. The pressure that the venue puts on you.
Oh, yeah. They'll never know.
People don't realize, like, and I mean, it's not me not saying anything bad about Enz, but Enz, you know how he is. And Enz is like, but you got to understand, he's running a business.
It's a business, man.
It's a business. He can't, you know, I mean, yeah, it's cool. I believe in you, CT. You're going to be a big star one day. But I got to pay my rent, too.
Pay the
rent. And these motherfuckers got to come in here and pay that 2-drink minimum.
And are you going to take this L for me financially? No.
No.
I have to do it.
Yeah.
I get it, man. Enz Mitchell actually taught me.
Yep.
The business of producing a show.
Yes, he did. Yep.
Because my thing was, and when I started doing that show, it changed the way a lot of comedians start doing shows in LA.
Yep.
Because I wasn't the, here's a flyer, hopefully they come out.
No.
I pre-sold tickets to my shows.
Right.
To where now I know the number of people that are going to be here no matter what.
Yep.
And anything after that is a plus.
Yep.
So if the night of, the guarantee to do the union was like 90.
Yeah.
So it was like, all right, cool. I have 95 tickets sold. Anything else is a plus.
Right.
And it was.
Yeah.
I have never had to pay the difference of what you lost that night. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, it taught me the business of comedy to where it showed me how many other comedians didn't know it.
Right. And then also people don't realize too, LA is a tough town to sell tickets. Like you got to realize of how much is going on in one night.
Yep.
Like today's Monday night, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure like there's, you know, live music. There's, you know, like, you know what I mean? Celebrity this, you know, celebrity that.
Yeah.
Celebrity all-star game. Celebrity, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always something going on that could out, you know, that outperforms what you're doing.
Don't let the BET Awards be in town. It's a wrap. Unless you sold your tickets. I remember I lost out to the Oscars one night.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, sorry, the Oscars. I'm like, oh, were you nominated? Get your ass to the show.
Yeah, right, exactly. And, you know, like, you know, even promote my podcast now. So, like, promoting the live podcast. So, like, we had our last live podcast at Comfort LA. You know, I try to make it so it's not, you know, because this is what we're, and you know, I can't believe this is, we giving away business tips on the Fuckboy podcast. But I'm going to just say this when we're going to be out. You know, people don't understand, like, you know, since you're competing with so much in LA, like, my thing is, we're known. We're not famous yet. I'm not nobody, but you might have a handful of people. I'm gonna say 10 people. Like you have a show and you're gonna charge $25.
Yep.
Maybe a handful of people be like, all right, I'm gonna fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? But the average person in LA, like 25. Nigga, and you gotta look at it like this, and this is where the fuckboy shit come in. $25. Think about it from a man's perspective.
Yeah.
I got to pay $25 for me and a chick to come.
Yep.
That's $50 right there. It costs the park.
Yep.
All right. We'll just say that's $10. So that's what? $60 right there. She got to eat and drink. She got to eat
and drink. You're spending $100.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. And my thing is, how can I make this more enticing for the fan?
Yep.
Oh, the show, $5. It's $5. And people say, Clint, why do you? And here's the thing. I'm mad I'm giving this away on the podcast, but whatever. People come to the show. They spend $5.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you might get the $5. It don't matter. It's $5. They're not tripping about $5. But you're going to come and you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
And then when you come back, you're going to want to pay. Like, it's almost like I took the route of Currency.
Yeah.
The rapper. Currency told me one time, shout out to Hot Spitter, man. Hey, man, when I come to New Orleans, Currency, man, you got to come to the podcast. But Currency told me, he was like, yo, man. I was like, yo, man, why you give out free music? He's like, man, I give them the music for free, but then when the concert comes, it's $45, $50 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And you're more inclined to spend that because I'm giving, you don't have to pay for my music. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm giving you mixtape after mixtape after mixtape after mixtape. And to me, I think that's where, that's what you know, a lot of these people don't understand. Like, yo, like, you know, look, it's not all about the so this is a long-term game.
How's that work for him?
For him, he sells out.
Oh, great.
So it works perfectly. You know what I'm saying? For me, I sell out.
Yeah.
It works great. It's working great. I'm like, people are, since it's $5, a random stranger doesn't mind coming to the podcast.
Oh, let's see what's going on in here.
Fuck it. I'm just going to come.
It was fun. You get Clint Coley.
Yeah. It's, and then next thing you know, you're like, oh, shit, I had a great time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was fun. It was cheap. It was, you know what I'm saying? Now, of course, as the podcast grows, hopefully people don't mind, like, Clint, right. You know, like, I don't mind spending $20, $25. But right now, we know we're in the beginning stages.
My thing is, with something like that, I just double up on the show. Like, right. When it comes to the performance of the show.
Right.
I'm going to make this an experience,
yep,
that you were glad you were here for.
Right.
In comparison to my colleagues.
Right.
Like, if a colleague goes and does a show, and they supposed to do 45, they do 30.
Yeah.
And then they're just trying to charge. And the show isn't perfected.
Right, it's, you right, know, right, it's right.
The people who are on the internet who might
and
have
20 minutes.
And that's
another reason why my shows are $5. For people who are asking about the live podcast being $5, I'm still trying to get a grasp
right.
on what I'm doing. I still don't even know. So why would I be wrong? Why would I charge y'all guys $15, $20
yep.
for tickets and I don't even know how, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't have a format. I don't yeah. have a, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's not fair to y'all. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So,
you got to know your show. But here's the thing. What helped me a lot of times, especially going on tour with Martin, yeah. was seeing how they did the show.
Drop that again. Especially going on tour with who?
Going on tour with Martin
and
Lawrence.
And that's not Martin Scorsese. Martin Lawrence. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
When I was going out doing dates with Martin, mm-hmm. I saw the show that he gave. Like, not even just his stand-up, but just the showmanship.
Yeah.
When people come into the theater, what are they seeing? What are they hearing?
Right.
What's going on? And then what does it look like before he hits the stage?
Right.
And then soon he plays a video.
Right.
That makes you forget about everybody else. And this video,
is it old episodes or
no? It's to describe it. It's a promo video.
Yeah.
For him coming to the stage.
Okay.
It's his career's worth of highlights.
So Def Jam and Do the
you
Right.
You get
thing
a chance to see
his growth,
why you love him.
Right.
And soon as you be like, man, I love this guy. He says something in the video. Like, he's talking through the video.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah. And then it goes black. And then right when it goes black, ladies and gentlemen, are you all ready?
Yeah.
I need y'all to show you love. Give it up for Martin. Look, I'm talking about, he comes out to a standing ovation.
Of course, yeah.
And this has demolished everything that anybody's done before him because right. this is the man you came to see.
Yep.
So the people, whether they're paying $5 or whatever, make sure that when they come in that room, that this is the person they came to see.
That's and people don't realize how that's a part of the showmanship.
Yeah.
That's a part of the show. That's a, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel the same way about DL. Like, when I you know, when I get the opportunity to introduce him, man, it's like, man, like, you get to stand over before you tell a yep. joke. You know what I'm saying? And he earned that.
Earned
you know?
It. Daily.
Daily.
The only thing I have been working to get to the point to where you just hear this. I don't want to hear, you seen him on this, you heard him on that, right, you seen right. him on this. I want it to be, ladies and gentlemen,
Clayton Thomas.
Clayton Thomas.
Because I said, people don't give a fuck.
No.
First of all, people always ask me, Clint, what do you want me to say about you when you come up?
Just say my name.
I say, you know what I say? Just say I'm from Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything else don't matter. Are you funny right now?
Right.
None of that other bullshit.
He was on the third episode of Murder, She Wrote Season 2.
Who gives a fuck, man?
Oh, y'all ain't seen that episode?
Because my thing is, credits, either people know who you are
yeah.
or they don't know who you
yeah.
are. You don't need to tell me what I know DL no. from. I know exactly what I seen him on. I don't gotta say you seen him on the kick.
You seen him you seen him on his own sitcom. That's also, I hate when people have namesakes as their TV shows.
Right.
And the person brings that in their intro. They'll yeah. be like, you seen him on his own sitcom. It was called Man. The Hughleys. You seen yeah, him right. on his own radio show. DL Hughley yeah. Live. Give it up for DL. Now you've said my name three
when
times.
When I introduce DL, I say, ladies and gentlemen, you know what's about to happen. It's time. Get up on your feet. Stand up. Make some noise. Give it up. I'm not bringing him out until he gets, you know, and And yeah, man. Oh,
D.L.
And then he comes out to No Church in a While by Jay-Z and Kanye West. Yeah, right, man. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. We over here reminiscing about trying to be, you know, being stars and shit. All right. So CT. Oh, so what I learned today was CT, man. You know, the crazy thing is I ain't seen you in a long time.
Yeah,
I ain't talked to you in a long time. But man, it's like
it's like we at the Dana sans Girls With Cancer.
Exactly. So man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for dropping by and giving your wisdom, man. And you're welcome on this podcast any fucking time.
Thank you for having me, man.
So,
I'll take you up on it. I like the view of the city, brother. Yeah, this is amazing. Just see that's the valley back there.
Yep.
This is downtown LA over there.
Yep.
That's Beverly Hills, dude.
This is man. So anytime beautiful. You want to come through, man, let me know, man. It's more about, you know, so thank you for having us, man. Oh, also, don't forget, y'all, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, live podcast, I'm coming, all right? Rally, I'm coming. I'm going to put... So look, there's going to be a part where there's details in the podcast. I'm going to put the details I'm going to put the details in the podcast. So
like, nice.
You know, so, where you can get tickets and click the link, all right? CT, tell them where they can follow you at, man.
I am ClaytonThomas.com. You'll find all the social media and the merchandise, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed what I've said today.
All right, and that's it, man. Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.
You want to keep it real, you know the deal. Keep you up on your head, it won't be the same. Say, what's his name? Clint Cole. Say, what's his name? Clint Cole, what's his name? Clint Cole, what's his name? Clint Cole, listening to advice from a football.
I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today. At Lucky Land. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.